Good morning, everybody. This morning, I want to talk about thankfulness or gratefulness. It seems like, we can kind of get caught up in everyday life and just kind of lose our thankfulness. I got three or four things wrote down here. Number one, the Bible says, in all things give thanks. I mean, it doesn't say things we like or, things we enjoy. It says in all things give thanks. And I thought, just think about that. Just kind of helps me. Number two, thanking God for things that haven't even happened yet. Whether it be, good things or bad things, things that God has planned in our life, sometimes I think it's good just to thank God that He has a plan before we ever even experience that plan. Number three, things that you ask God for, but the answer is to wait, not right now. God says, God knows what's best for us, and sometimes we ask God for something, and boy, we really think we need it right now. And sometimes we just don't, and we still need to be grateful that God is in control, and be thankful for that answer of just wait, be patient sometimes. Number four, still being thankful when what we asked God for turned out different than what we thought it would be. Sometimes we ask God for things and we get what we ask for, and it's not quite what we imagined it to be. We didn't enjoy it quite as much as we thought we would, but still being grateful, still being thankful, and just being happy. Number five, being grateful or thankful for the mental or physical ability to do what we do every day. And that has really been sticking out to me. When I feel like I don't want to do something, I've been working on just saying, I have the God-given ability to do this thing. It's almost an insult to not get up and do it. I heard a story of a man. He was in a wheelchair, and someone asked him, he's like, what's it like, having your life confined to a wheelchair? And he said, this wheelchair is my freedom. He said, I could be laying. He said, I could be stuck in a bed somewhere. He said, I could be bedfast. He was truly thankful for, what God had given him. It doesn't matter how bad you have it. Someone always has it worse. You can always, instead of looking up the ladder and seeing who has it better, you can always look down the ladder and, there's always somebody that's worse off than you are. A couple things that I thought were interesting. There's 785 million people in the world that don't even have running water. It's something we just take totally for granted. We go to the sink, turn the faucet on, get us a glass of water, and there's 785 million people that don't even have that luxury. There's 4.5 billion people in the world that don't have a toilet in their room or in their home. Things we take like that we never even think about. And it's a luxury to that many people. I just want to challenge myself, especially just to be thankful in all those things. Every day we wake up is a blessing from God, and I don't want to take that for take advantage, you know, take that for granted in any way at all. You know, I thought of the Fanny Crosby poem that Arthur had mentioned, you know, "Oh, what a happy soul am I, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep inside because I'm blind, I cannot and I won't." You know, she was thankful for what God had given her. You know, she wasn't sitting around whining because she couldn't see, you know. You know, that's a real blessing and a challenge to all of us, to me especially. God has been very good to me, has blessed me tremendously, and I need to work on being more thankful for that. I want to close here with 1 Thessalonians 5. 16 through 18. "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Anyone have anything to add or say?
Have a blessing.
Thank you. Any prayer requests? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you for this day, and thank you for all your many blessings in our life, Lord. You know, thank you for sending your Son, as we remember here on Resurrection Sunday, Lord. Jesus dying for us and rising again, defeating death, and just help us to be thankful for that sacrifice, and help us to serve you in a way that would be pleasing, and just bless everyone gathered here. In your name we pray. In Jesus' name.